The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 29th of April, 2017. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com and listen to all of our 700 or over now podcasts. Go out and you can go after any category you want. But today I'm going solo, and I have done many solo podcasts, and I guarantee you, every one of them is a gem. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and look at the Winner Circle. This is our premier program, 12 audio recordings of everything I like from the very beginning to sandbag training, to stone lifting, to power rack training, to dead stop training, to thick bar work, high shrugs, pullovers, dips, you name it, it's there. And it's very reasonable for 12 audios that start at a minimum of about 30 minutes per audio. And we have a 13th one that's coming out very short, around 20 minutes. It's called The Stewards of Strength, which will go with it when you get into the purchase of the 12 audios. Also, Etched in Stone, this is one of the most manly projects and programs we've ever come up with. I've never seen anything like this out in the physical culture industry. I've seen bits and pieces, but we've put it all together for the late 20-year-olds, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. If you're having problems even getting off the couch or just putting your pants on in the morning, this is the program for you. I've gotten involved with Dori Peterson, who's an RN and a nutritionist, Dr. William Wong, who probably, well, there's no probably, is the best naturopath / anti-aging doctor. I mean, he is a master with high estrogen levels in men. We also have Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's a medical doctor from Arizona, who's very involved here with the dead stop squat, and that's something we'll talk about in the next few chapters of this. We also got Dale Dugas, who is big-time martial arts, but he makes the best recuperative liniments you've ever used. Also, Steven Santangelo, who's a regular on here. He's an organic farmer, among many things, down in Kentucky. If you haven't listened to his new show with me, I posted the other day on the adrenals. You must go out and listen to it, because that little, you know, those two little adrenals that are sitting on each kidney, they basically are the control tower of everything. So go out and check that all out. And as I said, I'm going to read a little thing, but today we're going to get into obsession and success, among many things. But I'm going to read something to you quickly out of a book called The Ultimate Man Survival Guide, Recovering the Lost Art of Manhood, and the author is Frank Miniter. Here we go. This is different from what you're going to hear here, but he calls it 10 most masculine deaths of all time. If there's one common thread between all men, it's this: we all die. A real man accepts death as a fact of life, just as the ultimate man lives nobly. He should die nobly. There's nothing wrong with dying in your sleep, but these guys went out with a bang. So remember, appreciate every day. Appreciate your manhood, appreciate your life, and keep listening to Eminem. All right, so let's talk a little bit about obsession and success. I'm going to give my version of it in my life right now, and I know this is going to help out a lot of people. Obsession for me, obviously, I want both companies, FBC and Eminem, and they will become multi-million-dollar companies. We are hanging on, as I say, by the skin of our teeth, not knowing if we're going to make it month to month. But we always find a way how, and I will do whatever I do got to do to make this place last forever. And that is a big obsession, just like my lifting. You know, I've been telling everybody on the shows the deal with Martin talking to me about obviously flipping the tire multiple times for hours at a time to make the stones even more easily picked up off the ground. But then we got into pressing sandbags. And, you know, as he said to me, you can clean and press, lap and press a 200-pound sandbag. You're really not going to have any problems with any stones. Now, that's pretty damn cut and dry, but I'll tell you right now, it's not as easy as most people think. Obviously, like the business, like the sandbags, like the stones, they come with a lot of pain to them. And you have to be fully obsessed to want to do either one of these. And I'm not saying go in and just do a little bit, and if it works, great. If it don't, who gives a shit, right? Right? And maybe, if that's your attitude, maybe you don't need to go after either one of them. See, I've never been a person to say, don't go after it, give it all you got. But you know what? I'm finding more and more people, they give you a lot of lip service, and you got to put your will down to get them to move. We're not doing that here anymore. It's a waste of my time and your time. So maybe you go and take badminton up or something, because I'll tell you right now, we already talked about manhood, being manly, the whole deal, the survival guide. You know, you got to really want to be part of it to do any of this stuff. And I'll tell you, for instance, the other day, I've been doing a lot of these different sandbag drills, and I was lifting the Hoosa steel out of the rack at about mid-shin. And I went up to 350 that day, and it smoked. I mean, you talk about happy. It was beautiful out, sunny as could be, the right kind of temperament for me that day, and just blinding strength. Well, my driveway, as you know, is 95 feet. Probably went about 40 with it. Started picking up all various sandbags. Maybe I bring them right to the chin, drop them. Grab another one, press it, drop it. Grab another one. I might throw it 20 feet across the side of the backyard. Then I'd have a 240-pound Atlas stone there. And I've talked about it before, and you've seen the video. And it was really hot and humid here the other day. And I got to go out tomorrow morning, and they're talking about the same thing, which is fine. Adapt, adapt, adapt. That's what we talk about here. I'm doing major adaptability programming right now that's going to be all included with all these programs I got out right now. I've got more stuff going on here and in my head than you can imagine. Well, it looks similar to a bear crawl if you're familiar with it. So basically, I am pushing this Atlas stone forward in front of me, or I can be going the opposite direction, going backwards and pulling it towards me. It's incredible what it does. And what I do is I get down as low as I can, like in a bear crawl, and push this monster. Well, I gotta tell you, I mean, when you're sweating like crazy, the sweat's running down into your eyes, you know, you got dirt on your face, you got chalk all over you. It's just the beauty of all this stuff. So I go down with the 40 feet on it, come back, there's sandbags, there's rocks all over the place. I'm just grabbing anything. I don't give a damn what it is. Flinging it, lifting it, dropping it. Gotta be real careful though, because, you know, slip, broken foot. But in a very speed, aggressive, oriented way. I mean, just obsessed. I go down and go back with the Atlas stone and put it there. So I'm taking the stuff I threw all over the place. I'm stacking it all on cinder blocks. It looks awesome. So I go in, pull another Hoosa steel, partial lift. Just wail it, man. Put it back down. I wasn't even slamming it down on the wood like I usually do. Put it down, go out and do the next round. Bang, 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 you know, throwing it, picking it up, putting it overhead, rolling the Atlas stone down, back. So we get in, I did five rounds of it, and that's why I said I got up to 350 with the Hoosa steel. Real, real good. I mean, you know, nothing like having the chalk all over you and, you know, just getting in there and smashing your chest up against that stone and letting it know, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to crush you. I'm going to clear this obstacle right out in front of me. I'm going to focus on it. And what's my outcome going to be, everybody? Success! That's what you want. That's what you want with everything. So we get now down to the fifth round, doing the regular stuff, stone, sandbags, 350 with a hoose of steel. And I push the Atlas stone for the last time, 40 down and 40 back. So I come back. I land right to where I've got to roll it and push it to the side. And I kind of fell over the top of it. And the sweat's running down my face. I know there's dirt all over me. There's chalk all over me. And I'm literally almost got my face on the driveway. I'm draped over this Atlas stone. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, man, look what I just did right now. But you know what it really was? It was almost, I almost felt like I was going to cry, literally. The obsession was coming out of me in a way that was just unbelievable. The love and the passion for what I do was just flowing out of me. It was a feeling like, I don't know, it was just, it was like, yeah, I know everybody says great to be alive, but it was even better than to be alive. I mean, it was me, the stones, the sandbags, the steel stones, the power rack, everything. It was just like we were all joined together, separate parts all over, but it was like, you know, it was almost like I could wave my hand, and whatever I waved it at would have came and just glued itself to me. And when I was hanging over that stone, it was just such a great, great feeling. It was so good to feel that success for the day, to be able to carry that. Look, I did that 2 days ago, and I'm still carrying it around like it's the best thing ever in my life. And it really is. It really is. It's great constantly to be doing one thing after another and succeeding and succeeding and succeeding. And one thing you're going to realize as you start clearing these obstacles, because right now, especially with FBC and M&M, we have money obstacles that are just unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. And the thing is, I wanted to be an entrepreneur more than anything my whole life. I want to produce. You know, every time I'm looking at my mind, success, the vision of success. And I always say this, and I'm serious when I say this, I'm looking so forward to the day when I can put out these products and speak to you and hopefully meet you all face to face and let you know that you can do it. You can do it. There's no doubt about it. And you know, it's even bigger when you think about it. All the ups and downs you're dealing with, we make tons of mistakes, but yet we have the capacity to keep going. You know, keep, as I always say, it's like we clear cut the path. I mean that when I say it. That's all going back to your obsession, to your will, to everything, man. I mean, it's just you have to conclude in your head to focus always on your outcome rather than what's happening to you today. You know, I always say one day does not make the rest of your life. And I know at times it can be extremely brutal to you. I've faced it over and over again. But the one thing you're going to find after a while, no matter what, you're going to come out of this. And what you need to do is you need to think good, positive things, listening to things. You must start to override all these old negative thoughts that could be there for 25 years. And you're going to go through a lot of pain with that, because once those things start coming out, you're not going to believe what you're going to hear coming out of your mouth. I can tell you that. All right? I can tell you that fully. But remember this. It's coming out. You're getting rid of it. And every time you're laying something brand new over it that's positive, that you're going to sit somewhere and suddenly you're going to say, I am success. Or I am healthy. Or I'm going to go lift a friggin' Cadillac over my head tonight. I'm going to Iceland and lifting that Husafell stone. I'm going to go up and meet up with people like Martin Janzicks. People of that ilk. People that are so positive that want to see you succeed. You know, Charlie Oliphant, Stevie Shanks, all these people, man. Same way in the USA. Look at all the people that are here. David Whitley, for one. Steven Santangelo. All these great people that have been through so much, but yet they want to lend their expertise and help everyone out. That is what's going to bring the outcome for your success. Now, success, obviously, for me, it's going to become an income where I can do this the rest of my life. There's no going back to the old world. We're just going to keep pushing no matter what. I mean, like I said, if this kills me, it kills me. I'm not being a hero about it either. but I have to do this. I don't know how to explain it any other way, but I have to do it. But I'll tell you this. If you really want to change who you are, if you want to become happy with everything you do, don't wait. Make these changes and go and succeed. Clear the obstacles out of your head, out of your mind's eye. Go and do what you want to do. Finally, stop sitting there day after day, month after month, year after year, and just say, what if? There are no what ifs. There's only whys. Why do I do this? Why do I love it? Why do I persist with it? Why is it going to be the rest of my life? And why am I going to be the happiest man or woman on the earth? Think about that, everybody. This is no joke. Obsession, clear your obstacles, focus on what you want to be, your outcome, and I promise you, you'll have more success than anybody else in the entire universe. Have a great day, everybody, and I will tell you this. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Like I said, the two big products, Winner's Circle and Etched in Stone. You can't go wrong with them, I'm telling you right now. You really want to make a move in your life, you want a real new outcome in your life, those two products will do it. We will have Etched in Stone for women, and we're going to have a big children's product out by the end of the summer. You're going to see video vaults here. You're going to see advertising. Anybody that listens to this that knows people or you'd like to advertise, contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We are obsession, believe me when I say it. Also, too, remember this. As Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, said, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, keep smiling. Walk every patient out in his chiropractic profession and say that. I dare you to say that and not smile all the way to the bank. Believe me. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And more than anything, tell 100 of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. And I'm going to read something on Vince Lombardi that I think everybody should really think about. And then we're going to finish up on this great show. And I just want to get to the page. Bear with me. And it was by Frank Gifford. I'm still looking here. I don't know where that went now. Let me see here if we got it. I did have. Here we go. I saw the movie Patton, and it was Vince Lombardi. The situation was different, but the thought was the same. We're here to do a job, and each and every one of us will put everything we've got into getting the job done. That was Vince. Patton believed in reincarnation. Who knows? Maybe it was Patton who coached the Packers. And remember this about motivation and muscle and FBC. We're too damn big to ignore. Remember that. We're coming like lightning speed, everybody. Join the revolution. Join the family. I hope you all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.